I want to share that there was one word that came into my heart today. It was obviously Thanksgiving. And the commission from the Lord to give thanks. And the first scripture that came into my mind was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. And it brought me to 1 Chronicles. So I want to take you to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And I want you to see a little bit of the Lord using the man that he had chosen and anointed to be king. And at the great celebration when they were bringing in the Ark of the Covenant, and David had pitched a tent for it, which really depends or depicts our body. We are a tent for him. So, chapter 16, 1 Chronicles, verse 1. They brought the Ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And they presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. After David had finished sacrificing the burnt offering and the fellowship offering, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each Israelite man and woman. A cake of raisins, or date cakes, if you wish, and raisin cakes. He appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord to make petitions, to give thanks. Do you hear? He appointed. Did they have a choice? If you're appointed to give thanks and praise, can you do without the work? No. It's your job. And to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, Zechariah the second, then Jael, Shemiramoth. Boy, that's a tongue twister, Lord. Jehiel, Matitiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. They were to play the lyres and harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals. And Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priests, were to blow the trumpets regularly. Blow the trumpets regularly. Oh, I don't feel like blowing my trumpet today. I don't feel that great, Lord. Have you got a better covenant for me? No. Before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Verse 7 is very important. That day David's first committed to Asaph and his associates this psalm of thanks to the Lord, which is really a song. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength, not your own. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has pronounced. O descendants of Israel, his servants, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. You're what? You're his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan, the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no man to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Did you hear that? Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. Did you hear that? But the Lord made heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then the trees and the forests will sing. They will sing for joy before the Lord, and he comes to judge the earth. Why does he come? He comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Part-time or forever? Cry out, save us, O God, our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen. Praise be to the Lord, etc., etc. As I was reading this, I was reminded of reading Prison to Praise for the very first time. I was 37 years old. My life was falling apart. My family had already taken a real hopeless situation and made it many times worse by the use of alcohol and drugs. And there wasn't any hope in my heart left. I was devastated. Everything was falling. Everything was on the ground. There was nothing standing up, including me. At the time, I had been to a psychiatrist because I thought I was going crazy. And, of course, his solution was 20 milligrams of Librium every 4 hours. So that felt great for 4 hours, and then, of course, you have to take some more. And that was the solution of the best doctors of that day. But God had provided somebody to visit me 6 months before. And if any of you had ever been in my office, you'd know that my office at that time was what you call a very busy place to stand in the middle of. I had shelves all around me, some of them as high as 7 or 8 feet. There were drawers filled with all kinds of material, all kinds of paperwork. I had emergency shelves and all kinds of material that you can think of. It ranged in spectrum from A to Z. And I call my wife. I'm at the Christian bookstore in Ludlow. There used to be a little Christian bookstore in Ludlow at that time. And I asked the lady to use the phone, and I called my wife because I'm on my way home. And the Holy Spirit had really, I had been impacted now. You got to remember, I'm praying in other tongues. It's probably just a few weeks. And I said to my wife, I said, do you have a minute? She says, yeah. Where are you? I says, I'm at this little store in Ludlow. And I said, remember that man and his wife that came to see us that had been divorced and God put them back together? They had 8 children. They were from Nashua, New Hampshire. I never forget it. He was one of my salesmen. He was a full-time druggie and alcoholic. And she prayed and left him. And she moved to Florida. They had 8 kids together. 8 or 9. She came in because they had just remarried. They had been divorced for like 3 years, and she continued to intercede for him until God transformed him. And one of the kids brought him to church, and he bowed his knee to Jesus Christ. And of course, his life was dramatically changed. And so she was giving us a real praise report that day. And remember when she left, my wife slammed on the counter and she says, that woman's out of her tree. And I said, Irene, do you remember there was a piece of paper she wrote down the name of 3 books that I should read? She says, Kim, have you any idea where I could find that crazy piece of paper? Have you any idea how many papers are in front of me? I said, yes, dear, I know. But I'm telling you, I just said, you know, whatever was in my heart. All of a sudden, I hear this little screech. She says, oh! And she lost her breath. She says, it's right here. So there it was. There was the paper. She read the three titles, and one of them was Prison to Praise. So I asked the lady at the counter if she had that particular book, and the rest is history. After I got done reading that book, which took a few days, I was not a reader, hated reading. God had to create a desire. But in there, 1 Thessalonians 5 was one of the basic verses. And verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. And I'll be honest with you, that was bitter, bitter medicine. I had no desires to praise the Lord for my father the way he was, or my mother, because they were, as far as I was concerned, totally rejected, divorced from me, divorced from my family, because they had embarrassed me, they had done this and they had done that. And they were hopeless cases. But I checked the scriptures. And I verified what it said. And that's exactly what it says. Give thanks in all circumstances. Of course, it's confirmed in Romans 8. And I thought, oh my God, how's this going to work? And I remember the Holy Spirit pressing me, if you never use it, how are you going to find out what it works? How it's going to work? So reluctantly, I began to say that little prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my dad the way he is. I don't mean it. Doesn't mean a thing in my heart. As far as I'm concerned, he probably would be better off with you than he is with me. My emotions are busted. I don't feel like saying this, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to praise you for the way he is, because that's what your word says to do. Because that's what your word says to do. Not doing it because of reasoning or a bright idea. The excellence of that message was, the word of God says to do this. This is my job. King David gave priests a job. He gave worshipers a job. He gave musicians a job. If you do your job, you get a paycheck. Amen? Come on, I'm not the only one that worked for a living. Yes. You get a paycheck. Mm-hmm. Do you think God's stupid? Give you a job and not get a paycheck? 6 weeks went by. And every day I said that prayer, and every day I reminded him that my emotions were not in it. I didn't feel like saying thank you. It wasn't a feeling, it was an emotion, it was sheer, I'm telling you this because you told me to do it. I'm speaking it out because you said do it. So I did it. Sometimes with anger, sometimes with a little bit less. Until one day I broke down. Because as I'm saying the prayer, as it's coming out of my mouth, I had a snap vision of my father showing love to me when I was a boy. Do you know when bitterness and anger and resentment and pride comes into your heart, you forget all the good things that were done to you by those that you can't stand today? It took a snap vision, just one little snap, and I remembered. I drove right off the road, I parked the car and cried for half an, 10, 15, 20 minutes. I don't remember. But it was a breakthrough that needed to be done. So from the time I read the book to the time that they were changed, took 6 weeks. Who was he changing in those 6 weeks? Was it them or me?
You.
Who needed the fixing more than they did? It's Thanksgiving Thursday. Some of you have got painful memories and painful experiences that you've had. and people that are really your pain. How many know you can say, oh my God, that guy's a pain in the neck? Yeah, he's sometimes a pain in the neck or a pain in your heart. Purpose to give thanks for the way they are, because God's got a plan. His plan is to set you free. While he's setting you free, he'll work on them if you get off the case. Close your eyes. Lift one hand to the Lord. Say, I have a new job today. It's to give you thanks. For my family the way they are. The ones that irritate me the most. I'm going to thank you for them. Because that's my job. And on Thanksgiving, I'll have a heart to praise and thank you for everyone the way they are. And if I've been on the throne, giving all kinds of instructions to God and everybody else, I'm going to retire from that job and stay on the throne of joy. As I worship and give thanks, because it's time to give thanks. It's a commission from my Father. It's a commission from the King of Kings to give thanks. And I am. I'm giving you thanks, Lord. Even for me. The way that I am right now. And I give you full liberty. Keep healing me. And heal them as well. For your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I can thank you. And I can praise you. As an act of my will. Not an emotional high. Hallelujah. That's all I got. That's what he said to give you. If you want a few more scriptures, I can tell you there's quite a few others. I wrote them down because they were pretty... It's a command, actually. In some of these, it's a real command. You'll find it in Psalms 50, verse 14. Ephesians 5, 20. Philippians 4, 6. Colossians 3, 17. 1 Timothy 4, 4. And Psalms 92, verse 1. Which one? Colossians 3? 17. You got them all? Anyone else? Ephesians 5:20. Philippians 4, 6, Colossians 3, 17. And you know, it's neat because when we do this, and really, what God is doing is he's healing us first. And that's what he needs. He needs to heal us first. We're the first one on his mind. He's healing us. And I'll be honest with you, don't lie to God. If you're having an irritation by someone, tell them about it. Unload those emotions. One-to-one with him. Don't be afraid to tell him you're PO'd or you're angry or disgusted or whatever. Speak it. Get it out of your system. Because you know, if it festers, what happens? Yeah, it gets worse. I didn't say it earlier, but I know that there's angelic activity in here because I saw it a couple times. To the left of my... It was up there, just going forward. So rejoice, give thanks, and give each other a couple of hugs. Might be a good idea.